An investigation's underway at a Sydney construction site after a spectacular accident involving a tall crane. Part of the top of the crane caught fire and the horizontal load-bearing part collapsed onto a building. Emergency services blocked off streets around the building site for hours as rescue workers got things under control. The construction union says it told the company responsible for the site less than 3 weeks ago of safety fears about the crane. Lindy Caron reports.
The dramatic scenes were captured by onlookers and posted on YouTube. The 45-metre-high crane caught fire and then collapsed onto a construction site at the University of Technology.
Here goes the fiery up the ladder. Oi!
Oh!
Oi!
Acting Superintendent Josh Turner is from Fire Rescue New South Wales.
10 minutes after arriving, the arm of the crane, the boom, actually collapsed onto a surrounding building. That gave us evidence that it was unsafe for firefighters to attend and get on the crane and actually try to extinguish that fire. So it's been pretty much a watch situation.
The fire eventually burnt out and structural engineers ruled the crane was stable. But the CFMEU's Brian Parker says it was an accident waiting to happen.
We were only here less than 3 weeks ago doing a safety inspection on the site. It took 4 days. In amongst that 4 days, we brought up issues related to this particular crane about the diesel leaks to the crane and it was being stalled down below. But we asked for the maintenance regime to be done on this particular crane. We asked for a strict maintenance regime to take place immediately. It hasn't been done. We've got the end result today where the crane is caught on fire and the jib has collapsed and it could have been a major incident here. We could have had hundreds of deaths on this particular site. There's hundreds of building workers on that particular site.
This plumber, who didn't want to be identified, told PM he made a lucky escape.
We got evacuated from the building and then we were walking down to the evacuation point and as it came down we didn't even hear any noise and it just, came within about 10 metres of hitting us.
Nobody from Lendlease was available to talk to PM and respond to the union's allegations. And in a statement, WorkCover has announced it's launched its own investigation.
This is an extremely serious workplace incident and it is fortunate that no one was injured or killed.
The crane collapse shut down streets around Broadway for more than 6 hours. Earlier, there were problems at the other end of the CBD when 3 buses broke down. In what's been called Busmageddon, passengers were delayed by more than an hour during peak hour this morning. Among the thousands of people affected were these callers to ABC local radio.
I've never seen so many buses on the bridge all at once. Quite an incredible sight.
It's horrible. I got to the top of York Street over the bridge at 5 to 9 and I've gone about 500 metres since then.
And it wasn't just Sydney that suffered transport chaos. The rail system in Melbourne struggled to cope with heavy rain. Paul Mees from RMIT is a transport planning expert. He says it caused significant disruption.
About a third of the rail system essentially shut down and created a huge amount of disruption for probably a couple of 100,000 passengers over the course of the day.
Paul Mee says Australia needs to lift its game when it comes to contingency planning.
We need to get better in Australian cities at planning for the kinds of disruptions that are very easy to foresee and that happen a lot of the time. I think the issue with the crane down at UTS in Broadway is in a different category because that's a very unusual event, but a couple of buses breaking down or a slightly higher than usual amount of rain overnight is the sort of thing that shouldn't create massive disruption on a well-run public transport system because the people in charge ought to have contingency plans in place for dealing with events like that.
Transport planning lecturer Paul Mees from RMIT speaking to Lindy Caron.